is a word, a word.
It doesn't show, it'll go away. It's just a passing phase, it'll go away. You can't dress nautical, learn to tie knots, take lots of Dramamine out on your yacht. But when you're all alone and nothing bites, you'd wish you'd stayed at home with someone nice. But when you think you made it disappear, it comes again. Hello, I'm here and I've got angst in my pants. You can be smart as hell, know how to add, know how to figure things on yellow. It says, hey Joe, it's spilled it out and you've got angst in your pants. You've got angst in your pants. But when you think disappear, you sure you made it disappear, and you still got angst in your hands. I hope it doesn't show, it'll go away. It's just a passing phase, it'll go away.
Sparks are coming to town yet again next week. They're playing next Friday at King's Theater. I will be there. Will you? Do you have angst in your pants, Jesse?
Yes and no. Or no and yes. I will not be there, but I do have angst in my pants. I'm so nervous. We're about to walk out of this Moose Lodge and into who knows what's out there awaiting us.
Well, so if you're just tuning in, we're broadcasting live from John Waters Camp. We are broadcasting from the Green Room, which by request has had a black cloth staple gun to all the windows. So we don't know if it's daylight, nighttime. There's going to be a lot of campers out there. I'm scared. I'm freaking out. It's like a scary movie. Would you do a scary movie camp?
I would. It would depend on what kind of scary movie, though. Are we talking? Are we talking like jump scare? Are we talking like Nightmare? Which Nightmare on Elm Street movie number is one? The summer camp, is it number one? Number two, absolutely. Number three, I don't know, maybe four, yes, but it gets tricky, you know.
I want to go to number eight. Thanks for tuning in, guys and gals and they thems and everyone in between. It's Mona here with Jesse Doris. It's been a hoot ringing in John Waters Camp for the fourth year in a row, my fifth year attending, Jesse Doris's first year attending. I think they're going to haze you. Just kidding. But yeah, but they won't. If you're just want to tell you, you're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Today's my last day following, or I should say opening up for Bucci, which is really sad that I'm not there to see him get all stressed out in person. Good luck to his new radio neighbors. I look forward to welcoming Alan to give you all the unsolicited, unqualified advice. I will be asking for all sorts of unqualified advice from him. Just to tell you quickly what you just heard, the Trashmen, Surf and Bird, which reminded me Creation's mom is in the Trash Woman. The Cramp Sprout, you can't, you're supposed to do, you the dog. What, I can't even speak anymore. I'm really excited. I'm just going to get off the mic. I'm excited. Let's go. Let's go check in, Jesse. Okay. I think we should end as we started with Female Trouble. This version is by Mink Stole. Thank you for tuning in. We're about to go lose our minds in the woods, and I hope you have a great weekend. I'll be back on the air, same time, same place next week. As always, keep it locked to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Thank you, Jeremy, for board hopping. Bye-bye now.
I'm used to Italian women screaming at me. I need to start making good first impressions. I need to stop having, like, people tell me, well, I've warmed up to you.
Last time, on Bucci.
All right, Bucci is not doomed, and Sam Beckett never made it back home. It turned out it was just a job watching hens make babies. I don't make that noise. I've never, never done a handshake that didn't end with me apologizing. They'll be going tip of the fingers, and I'll be going itsy bitsy spider.
Yeah, I went in for the full handshake, and she only gave me just her fingers.
Make Bucci the Simone Biles of handshakes.
So call your response out.
I prefer handshakes over milkshakes, too. Is that, am I a cannibal?
It sounds like you might be, yeah.
Here we go.
Ow,
here we
do. Missing him, missing.
Swing and a miss, yeah.
I missed you four times.
Hey, some things aren't easy in life.
Like a Hams is a beer, two M's.
You're a sommelier, Bucci.
Heat up the mannequin hand on the stove and give another person a nice warm shake.
Then you have the hand in your hand. And
Jesus!
All my clothes have pockets in them.
Sure.
And I just keep the hamster in there. I have a few, so they're interchangeable, you know?
You've trained this hamster to extend its little paw, I assume.
Yeah. Tell you what, I've never not gotten a job that I've interviewed for. So
right.
I think it works.
You being upfront with Mrs. Bucci about your finances?
Look, can we just move on and talk about handshakes?
Hand, elbow, cardinal.
I gotta let you go. Don't kiss the palm of the queen. Is that a Bucci?
Yeah, no.
Bucci.
Maybe.
Adage.
Yeah, I mean, full in, right? I'm shaking your hand.
I don't like to sit by the kitchen, but I like the booth.
The what?
The booth.
You are allergic to giving hygienic handshakes?
I have a glove that I wear.
Slap. Are we going to do that one?
Uh-huh.
Nice centrist Democrat handshake. Do people like that, or?
I mean, you know, it's a 50-50 shot.
And now, this week, on Bucci.
This handshake involves both hands. Yes.
All right. More coins. More coins.
We'll be right back.
right, hold on. I'll be right back. Someone left the window that faces the apartment complex behind WFMU wide open. And there's a bunch of people oogling. Oogling. Boochie. Boochkling. Hold on. That's it. No free looks. Keep your eyes off my prize.
Boochie. Adage.
Hey. Hey. It's Boochie.
B b b b b b b b b b b b b b b b b b b b b Boochie.
Glad to be here. Let's crack a Le Quoi. That's le, not la. It's the male version of le Quoi. Nice. Berry.
Berry.
Did you know that La Croix means the cross? Did you know we've been drinking ostensibly the blood of the cross this whole time? We've been sitting in our startup offices drinking this stuff, not knowing that we've been indoctrinated. And now we all love crosses. Preferably with someone on them. This chair is too short. My chin barely comes up to the board. All right. It's fine.
Boochie. It's fine.
All right. So, folks, it is... Let's start. As I mentioned last week, this, and I'm talking about this show that you're listening to right now, this is the last Boochie on a Friday, I'm afraid. Oh, I'm so sorry. It's fine. Okay. I love it. Keep coming. All right, that's enough. As Biggie said, going to be a lot of slow singing and flower bringing when Boochie stops doing a show on Friday. Inging. Yeah, I don't know. The DJ. Boochie has been kind of uprooted from the warm and cozy Friday night nest that he spent a lot of time building. Nights and weekends, folks. I got this nest just how I like it to. First started with the upturned bucket hat. And then you just add layers of, golf shirts. Spit. Buzz Lightyear dolls. Random arms and legs of Buzz Lightyears. Chicken korma. Someone threw out some chicken korma. I used that to line that baby. Literally. Snakeskin. Cigarette butts. I put a bunch of cigarette butts in this nest as well. The nicotine is supposed to repel parasites. At least I thought it was supposed to. But one such parasite got in and swallowed Boochie's young and kicked him out of the nest. That person is, of course, Alan, 6 degrees. He will be in this spot next week and then going forward. And we wish him the best, figuratively. But don't worry. I mean, don't, cry. It's not...
No.
It's kind of a cute cry. I almost want to keep him crying, but that would be cruel. But now, babe, going forward, starting next week, the show will now be on Tuesdays, 6 to 7, same time.
Tuesdays. Tuesday, Booch days. Tuesday. days.
Yeah. A lot of people have said that there's nothing ever going on a Tuesday. Well, now there is, and it's Bucci. There was a show previously over the summer that was on Tuesdays. It's a show called Between the Lines. But that was canceled, and the host of that show was asked to never, never come back to the station. Pretty sure they were. I think pretty sure they asked that. I asked Ken to make sure that that was station manager Ken, that is, not just a random Ken. I asked him to, you know, escort that host out of the building, and he said he was definitely going to. And I left it at that. I don't know. They canceled, I'm sorry, Between the Lines. They canceled things. They canceled Suits LA this summer. We'll cancel anything. Anyway, let's move on. Now, I don't want to be too dramatic about this, but there's been a black veil thrown over this show, this Friday night show. It is mourning. Fridays are mourning. All the mirrors have been covered. So you just focus on the mourning. You're not worried about what your hair looks like. You know, you're just focusing on the sadness that must be overwhelming you. Because this Friday show was very, 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 very important to you. Something to listen to when you pre-gamed in your car, you know, getting up the nerve to go into your house. Or on your favorite dance floor. When the DJs would play this show on the dance floor, there's no beat like a Bucci beat. Ba 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 Bucci ba. Oh, I almost threw up. Yep, at the end of a tough week, Bucci was there. So, what does that mean? We still have a whole 50 minutes to get through. And I would, you know, in appreciation for your support and in some completely inappropriate cases, love, I would like to leave you, and I'm talking to you, with something for all your support on Friday. So I had my lawyer, Steve, draft a will. I'm not being dramatic, but I did have him draft a will, and because I didn't want to die intestate, because then I think station manager Ken gets everything if you are WFMU DJ and you die intestate. I think it gets fed back into WFMU. And so I have this will, and on it is a list of my possessions, and I will be making a provision for those people who call in today. If you want some of Bucci's estate, like a little piece, just a little bit, yeah, just a little bit, just a tidbit. I'm going to bequeath stuff. I'm going to be bequeathing all hour. Don't curse. I was just going to curse like 3 times in a row. And I know you want that. I know you've all been out there waiting for your distant uncles to die. I know I am. But you don't need to do that anymore. I was just going to be selfish and just randomly select 20 people from an old phone book that I have. And give them all my bequeath them all my estate, but then I use that phone booth that phone book to stand on when I take pictures of my wife, and a lot of those are outdated addresses and whatnot because it's like from 1996. So I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to go the selfish route. I got to turn my baseball hat backwards, bumping into the mic. I got one of the longest bills on my baseball hat in America.
Trust Bucci.
I am, actually. If you want the bill for this very, very long bill for my baseball hat, then that's up for grabs, too. Basically, everything is. You can strip Bucci down to the bone. So, you call up today, and I'm going to bequeath you something. What do you want? And if you're very, but you know, you can't just like be rude. You have to, you know, present your case. Why do you want such a thing? Like, I got a whole bunch of things, and I don't want them to go, I don't want them to go to people who don't deserve them. Who's going to get my fire truck? Who's going to get my collection of bucket hats? Who is going to get who's going to get this sound? It's all up for grabs. Who's going to get my clear, smooth skin cream? And who is going to get all my tourmaline? It's Earl's sweatshirt off his new album, Live, Love, Laugh, Love. Live, Laugh, Love. It's Tourmaline. Only on WFMU. Last time I'm finna be out, I thought I told you geek down, trouble following me around. Everybody wanna be bows, I'm coming to the seat out, fire come through me now. Pitch black tourmaline tower. She found me on the street, she lied. I keep my feet grinding for my sweet child. Struggle, not a team sport, you're not afforded recourse. Of course, I had to reroute. Stories wasn't unfounded, multitudes of one, I'm never done counting up drowsy. The sun bouncing through the fun houses. I got used to the come down, I leap around and jumped out. Both ears ringing with your love. Both my ears ringing with your love. Ghost in a shell, you a hell of a host. We set up a post outside of the settlement with whatever you can never want. Golden intel, it's heavy to know everything goes, but it's better to. Best to be a lesson, prerequisite to getting in the doors. Never letting them be selling you short, let's get it. Been here before, it's been a minute. Familiar with it all, it's long chilling in a bar for good riddance. The muzzle isn't on the dog, the muzzles wouldn't get it from their gods. It's a different feeling. Spirit and heart, this ain't relenting. Evidently to a fault, which obviously gonna cause all kind of switching. Coming to my senses. I'm finna be out, I thought I told you geek down. Trouble following me around.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is...
Bucci bequeaths you stuff from his will.
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music.
Music.
Of course, I had to reroute. Stories wasn't unfounded, multitudes of one, I'm never done counting up drowsy. The sun bouncing through the fun houses, I got used to the come down, I leap around and jumped out. Both ears ringing with your love. Both my ears ringing with your love.
go out. I mean, I think people need to, you know, they need to put things in context. I'm not going anywhere. I'm just leaving Friday nights. This is Bucci. And in honor of the last Friday night show, we're treating this with the gravity it deserves. And what I'm basically doing is I have a will that I have drafted at great personal expense. So much personal expense that actually I don't have a whole lot left to give away. I mean, I do, but don't expect any money. Is that a Bucci adage? Man, I freaking should be. So anyway, I have a whole bunch of stuff. 201-209-9368. If you want to be bequeathed something in my will, I'm in a generous mood. Not that generous. People in the chat are going, "Oh, it's not that generous." Okay, chat at wfmu.org. Friday Night Show has passed away. What do you want? You have to call in. And also, what are you leaving Bucci? I think I forgot to mention that up top. If you're getting something from me, you need to leave Bucci something in your will. You know, you will something to Bucci, Bucci wills you something of equal or lesser value. I got a list. Let's see. What's on the list here? My iPhone 6 Plus. Plus! Two pluses. That's just sitting there waiting to go out. What else? Fitted baseball hat that says Salesforce. I got a really nice one. When I temped for Salesforce, they gave me a fitted baseball hat. And it never quite fit, but when I did wear it, I looked adorable. So maybe it'll look adorable on you. Caller, you go, Bucci. Hello. Who's this?
Hi.
Who's this? Hi.
Hi, this is Bandit.
Oh, hey, Bandit. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm fine. You have a very good phone connection. That is not a compliment.
I apologize. Hold on.
Thank you very much. Okay, so I have... I'm bequeathing a bunch of stuff here today.
This is yours now. I bequeath it.
I'm bequeathing all sorts of stuff. What do you want from me? Like, what is your... what would you like from me? First, tell me your dream, and then I'm going to tell you what I'm actually going to give you.
A game-used Bootschkaball.
Oh, I see. The game Bootschkaball. I do have that on my list. I patented that thing. And I can bequeath that. All right, you know what, Bandit? Because of your phone connection, I'm going to bequeath you my Bootschkaball, a diagram, and die.
This is yours now.
Okay.
I bequeath it.
Okay, now what are you bequeathing me?
A 1996 Toyota Camry.
A 1996 Toyota Camry. This is yours? This isn't something that you're just looking out the window and seeing right now?
No.
How many miles?
This is my car that I'm giving to you.
How many miles?
You're not going to like it. It's over 200,000.
Oh, okay. Well, it still runs. The Toyotas go forever, right?
Yeah. Hey, and I put in a new air freshener.
All right.
So it has a nice pine smell.
All right. Can I just have the pine smell and not the Toyota?
I could try to put it in a jar for you.
Okay, yeah. That's what I want. Just bottle up that pine smell and give it to Booch, okay?
Okay, do I send that to the studio or?
Yes. All right, so now you have to say, so.
I give and bequeath my.
Say what you're giving me.
A jar of pine smell.
Trubucci.
Great. Thank you so much, Bandit. I will smell that in good health, and good luck with Boochkitball, but you can't play it. That would violate the patent. You can just have it. Don't play it.
Yep, I will just look at it.
Yeah, don't do that either. Looking at it. Just keep it in a drawer. A lot of this stuff I'm going to be giving out, you're going to be just don't look at it. Because it'll be too sad, because then you'll remember Bucci passed away. Even though he didn't. He's going to be on Tuesdays. I'm going to be on Tuesdays. 201-209-9368. I'm giving out stuff on my will. I got all sorts of wonderful things. I got this cream. Look, I got this cream right here. Mystery cream. The label came off because of the humidity in my bathroom. Figuratively. And so I don't know what it is. It is kind of a tan cream. And it's got a bunch of index finger indentations in it. So I've definitely been using it. So if you want to try that out. So I'm just giving out a bunch of stuff. So far, I have a can of pine smell. That guy Bandit tried to pass off some of his dirty Toyota. Is that a Bucci adage? To me. But I don't want any crap. I got enough crap in my life. Caller, you got Bucci.
Hello? What is it?
Hello? Yes.
Hello, Bucci.
Yes, hello. Who's this?
So this is actually a totally real call asking you for something.
Yeah, who is this, though?
This is Leo.
Oh, hey, Leo. This is a totally real call, which is, of course, what I the kind of calls I want. And then,
okay.
What are you asking for? You mean from my will? I can't give you things that are not on this piece of paper.
Okay, so my high school, the South Green High School, that's in Tennessee, by the way.
Uh huh.
You can check up on Tokyo.
So there's a South Korean high school in Tennessee.
Yes.
All right.
And we're looking for donations for our baseball team.
Okay.
Yes, and if you choose to donate, we'll put up a sign on our fence with whatever message, as long as it's appropriate, I guess.
I see. And, okay, so you want, what should I donate? What do you need? Do you need any fitted baseball hats that say Salesforce? I do have a bunch of those.
No, money would be ideal.
Ooh, see, the problem is I'm not allowed to give money to, I can't promise money. WFMU prevents me from giving money to you. Trust me, Leo, I begged in bed our bookkeeper, Kelly, and she said yes, but then you could tell she meant no way, Jose, that's not happening. So, unfortunately, do you want any? I love that idea. I would love to have something that plugged the podcast, you know, or something of that nature. You know, I don't have enough baseball players in my demo graphic, so I would like that. Do you guys need like two bats? I have two bats.
You know what? Yeah, sure, we'll take the bats.
Okay, here we go.
What about the hat?
I give and bequeath mine.
Yeah, sure. Okay. You're not listening to Leo. You're very dangerously close to not getting anything. Just I have to.
I give and bequeath mine.
Say that what you're giving me.
I give and bequeath my baseball bats and fitted hat.
Trubucci.
Well, actually, why are you giving me those things? Okay, I'm going to give them back to you. So thank you for giving me those bats, and now I'm giving them right back to you.
Okay, thank you, Bucci.
This is yours now. I bequeath it.
Man, that was a pretty good situation. I didn't have to give anything up. He gave me his thing, I gave it right back to him. That's how it works sometimes. WFMU, Bucci, last Friday. The show is dead. I'm giving out stuff on my will. I got a lot. I got these Bucci stickers. Beautiful Bucci stickers. If you want one of those, I'll just email me your address, bucci@wfmu.org. I will give you those stickers. Don't stick them on or near a toilet. But aside from that, you can do whatever you want. You got a newborn baby, stick it on the baby's head. Look, after the sticker leaves my possession, you can do whatever you want. I would like, as far as things that I would like if you have any, if you want to give me any military medals, and then like a military uniform, and then like fake papers that says I'm a staff sergeant in the Marines. If you have like that, those things, I've always wanted to do that. Just have them, not use them to get into a base or anything like that. Giant sculpture of an abstract concept. I've always wanted a giant metal sculpture of an abstract concept. Is this caller have one? Caller Yagabuchi. Hello?
Bucci.
Yes, hello, who's this?
Hi, it's Annie.
Oh, hey, Annie!
How are you?
I'm fine, Annie. Contain your glee, but the show is dead on Friday. I mean, I know it's made your week, but, you know, I do, you know, I am sorry that I made your week.
I know. But I'm going to have to listen on a totally different night.
Yeah, the show is still on Tuesdays. I have to keep reiterating that. But, Annie, I have a list of things. You know what? I have a timeshare. Would you like a timeshare? I have this timeshare.
Where's the timeshare?
See, that's the thing. I'm not entirely sure where it is.
Nah.
I never got the specific information about the location of the timeshare. You'll just have to go around knocking on doors, I think.
No.
Is this Bucci's timeshare? Like stuff like that. Do you don't want that?
Nah.
All right.
Nah.
I mentioned earlier tourmaline. Do you want any? I have a lot of tourmaline. You can make necklaces out of it. I have that and a bunch of other kind of silicate minerals. Did you like any minerals?
I actually love pink tourmaline.
You do?
But
okay.
I do. However.
Yes.
You do, well, you used to have Bucci's butterfly sanctuary.
I do. I do have a butterfly sanctuary. It's a little bit, it's a little bit of a hellhole now, but I still do have them. The butterflies are...
You know what?
Yes, you want that?
That might be perfect. I would love a taxidermied butterfly.
A taxidermy butterfly. So,
yeah.
Wait, do you want to... I'm going to give you my butterfly sanctuary, and you're just going to go around killing all my butterflies and pinning them to a cardboard?
No, just one, after it's died.
Okay. All right. You get one butterfly.
This is yours now. Aww. I bequeath it.
What are you going to give? What are you going to give me?
I will give you a watercolor painting of my raised eyebrow in judgment of you.
Is it just your eyebrow?
Yes.
I love it. Okay. Annie?
I give and bequeath my.
Tell me what you're going to give me.
Raised eyebrow in judgment of you in watercolor.
To Bucci.
Annie, I'm going to treasure it as long as this phone call goes on. Call Yagabuchi.
Bucci.
Yeah, who's
Bucci?
This?
Bucci.
Yeah.
It's Jessa.
Oh, hey, Jessa. How are you? Jessa.
Hi. I am pretty good.
Good.
Beautiful day here in Providence.
I can't believe you're talking about...
Got a lot done today. Very productive.
Can't believe you're talking about a beautiful day on such a mournful day. You know, everyone's been... everyone salivates about
the
show on Friday. Yeah, it's the best...
This is actually the worst part of my year so far.
It's the worst best day that you've ever had, I bet.
Well, this definitely wasn't the best day before I got this news. Okay. But,
okay. Yes, Jessa?
Okay, so I'm going to tell you what I'm going to give you first.
I okay, that works.
Because you mean a lot to me. I bequeath to you.
Yes.
My Fleetwood Mac tour jacket.
Ooh. Fleetwood Mac tour jacket. What is it?
Yeah.
What is it? Is it like a silk? What's the material?
Fleetwood. It's Mac like tour your jacket. Classic sort of shiny material
yeah.
jacket with like the quilted pattern on the inside.
Whoa. What is
this? 1977.
That's really good. So what is it? Does it say Fleetwood Mac in the back in cursive language?
Oh, Fleetwood Mac on the back, and it has, you know, the concert dates.
Wow. That's a really, you know, I'll take that. Absolutely.
Yeah. A friend of mine once told me that everybody in Brooklyn would be, you know, very jealous. So I think it's a nice gift. It just, Gucci, you mean a lot to me.
Well, thank you. Oh. And that is going to, you know what? That is exactly the kind of thing. You know, maybe when I finally do actually pass away, I'll be buried in it or something. That might be nice. And then nobody can get it unless they dig up my grave, which they
can't. What an honor.
Okay.
Well, you can tell me.
So,
what?
I'm going to give you, I am going to give you this drop. You've always wanted some of my drops. You email me constantly. I'm going to give you this drop.
I was literally going to ask you for a drop. Okay, which one?
You're getting this one.
Yeah, yeah. Whoop, loop, whoop, ba-ba-ch, yeah. Loop, loop,
That's all yours now, Jessa.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I've literally never even heard that drop on your
I have before. Millions! Millions! I have a terabyte of these things, and that is yours. So use it in good health. You'll have to go onto the archives and then copy it or, like, record it on your phone or something, and then that's yours forever.
Oh, okay. So I have to go do a task to get
that's somehow the reason, wills happen. If you've ever seen a mad world, pretty sure that's, the money was left in a will.
Classic.
Jessa, thank you very much, and thank you for brightening up this day, briefly.
Yeah, you gotta look for the bright side.
Bucci.
All right, bye, Bucci.
Bye. That is definitely not a Bucci adage. It's like the absolute opposite of what a Bucci adage is. 201-209-9368. I'm giving out a bunch of things for my will. I get all sorts of stuff here. Look. What else? Tourmaline. I ever gave that one up. I patented. Someone brought up patenting. So I do have some patents that people would might like. I patented this new way to distress jeans that is no one had thought of. And that was used all over the tri-state area, not counting Connecticut and New York City. There's a new way. If you ever see someone walking around in jeans, you're like, how did that distressing take place? It's Bucci. So I can give you that patent. Again, don't use it, but just look at it. Long stem roses. I can arrange. I have this in my will that I can have it arranged that a long-stemmed, very long-stemmed rose is delivered to you every day for the rest of your life or next Wednesday, whatever comes first. You want a long stem, some of the longest-stemmed roses since sliced bread. I can give those away. Some of these things are so long that you can't even see the top of the rose, but it exists. It would be nice and romantic, you know? And then your partner would be like, why are you getting all these roses? Like, oh, it's from Bucci. Oh, okay, that's cool. I'm going to put my jealousy aside then. Come on, folks. They say they can't take it with you, but I will take all this stuff with me, and you won't be able to get it back. I'm going to go to my unmarked grave clutching this stuff. Cat. I got a cat. An extra one. He's a sweetheart. You do need to have put these drops in his ears, and you have to inject him with this IV solution every day now. So if you ever wanted to stick a long needle into a cat and administer an IV into it, I got a cat for you. Down a little bit. Well, folks, looks like I'm going away, and you're not going to get anything. I got a whole bunch of snow globes and rosebud sleds and snow globes. They all represent Bucci's childhood. I'm giving them away, and I'm not looking back. And why? Because this is the last Friday show for Bucci for the fall schedule, and the show has now passed away. And in honor of that, I'm giving out items from my will very early.
This is yours now. I bequeath it.
All right. I'll tell you how I distress jeans. You know? No one's biting. Like, I got this patent, and it's worth the jeans it is printed on. So I take the jeans, and they're already distressed, right? But then, you know, you want to get them a little bit more. So, you know, what I do is I take a stone and, oop, got a call. Nope, I think I hung up on that person. Call back. So I take a stone. There you go. That's it. Call you, Kabuchi.
Hey, what's up, Kabuchi? It's Double G.
Oh, hey, Double G. How are you?
You know, it's a somber day. Today, Friday the 5th.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Yeah, you know, I heard the thing. You know,
yeah, you heard
going
that.
Back to Tuesday.
So I'm giving stuff up. What are you going to give me? First, before I get into what I'm giving you, what are you giving me? What am I getting for my
other than
troubles?
Like friendship,
I gotta wet my beak.
And like a you know, consistent call when you need it.
That's a wet beak.
You know, I have
a consistent,
you know,
call
I got
when
my
I need
grandfather.
It.
I can pass off.
What do you want? What are you giving me? Your grandfather?
No, he's no longer with us, but he gave me something.
I need a grandfather.
That I think would be really special for you.
Okay.
He gave me a bunch of jars that have the essence of celebrities, like when they sit down in places.
Yeah, I've heard about these jars of pants smells that your uncle has been, collecting. And I'd really rather not have that, if you don't mind.
Okay, I got other stuff.
Yeah,
I got a lot of stuff.
What do you have? What do you got?
I have a bunch of cutoffs, where, you know, shirts cutoffs, I got shorts cutoffs, I got cutoff shoes, cutoff hats, I got cutoff shotguns, you know, anything that you can cut off, I cut off.
Okay.
I have bills that show that I've been cut off from services.
Sure.
I can give you.
Do you have, so what's a cutoff hat? Is that just like a hat without the bill, or what's a cutoff hat?
So
that
it's
intrigues
either a visor,
me.
A headband,
that intrigues
I call them cutoff hats.
Okay, it's all right, but it's made of a hat. It's not just a sweatband, right? Because I don't want to get
screwed.
No, that
would be silly, no.
I'm going to be
pissed
if you give me a, all right.
It's like an old fitted. It's like an old Mets fitted that I made into a sweatband.
All right, sweet. All right.
I give and bequeath my.
A deep cutoff collection, Kabuchi.
Kabuchi.
Great. Thanks very much.
Wait. What am I getting? Kabuchi, well, slow down. What am I getting?
You get nothing.
You get nothing.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, I get nothing.
Yeah.
Bucci, you know what? I'll see you next Tuesday, Bucci.
Okay, don't say that. You can't say that on the radio. Bye.
What?
I mean, you could say on the radio that I will be here next Tuesday, but I think you can't say it in that way. 201-209-9368. I'm giving out stuff if you deserve it. I got myself a cut-off baseball hat. Really, really quite lame. Caller Igabuchi. What's going on here? Hello, who's this?
Bucci, I couldn't hear you in the beginning.
Okay. Yeah, who's this?
This is Zach Arala.
Okay. Can I have your collection of nicknames so once I have them, you'll never have them again and can't use
you
them?
You already own them, Bucci. Don't we have to sign over all IP over to you when we call into the show?
I mean, no, but that is a good idea. I'm going to write that down.
Yeah, put that in the terms.
These terms. I should really have put more terms into this thing. Okay, Zachary, I have, let's see, do you want my timeshare? Again, I don't know where it is, but would you like it? You can use it as a, something bragging rights when you go to parties. if you go to parties.
No, I don't travel too much.
Okay. Well,
people
it might
wouldn't
be,
believe it.
You never know. My timeshare might be right next door. You know, you never know. Because, it slipped my mind.
Hmm.
Do you want my
year? Do you have a lot of property just lying around, or?
That's a HIPAA violation. You can't ask that.
Oh, true.
All right, so I have a year supply.
No, I like your.
What
I like
you
samplers.
Want?
What kind of? Get your. Can I have your sampler?
Oh, you want a sampler? Do you want one of my drops?
No, I can sample those myself. I want the sampler device.
No, that's coming. That's coming with me.
That goes to Tuesdays. So Tuesdays is the same show as Friday's show.
It's coming to Tuesdays. I can't give it to you because then you know what do I have? This show is, I'm going to say,
you got to do live
1%
drops.
Well, yeah. I mean, Zachary, what do you want?
Bring your uncle in. Bring Mrs. Bucci in. You know, do it like an old-time radio play.
All right. I already know what I'm giving you, and it's you know what? It's one of my dial tones.
Thanks, Bucci.
That dial tone is all yours. Corey Bucci.
Mm-hmm. Bucci.
Ah, who's this?
This is, my name is Jackman. This is my first time hearing your show.
Hey, Jackson.
On my way home from work.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. I have never laughed so much at a radio show. You know, and the first thing that caught my ear was one of those things that went, trust, Bucci, and it echoed. And you know, my childhood best friend, his last name is Bucci, and I had to call him. I had to tell him, dude. You know what I just heard on the radio?
His name.
Trust Bucci.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I kept listening.
Well,
and
I'm gonna.
I hear you're doing this thing.
I'm gonna do a cease and desist to your friend, though. I mean, he's a. I'm afraid that there's a. We have a problem here with your friend. But I'll contact him off. You know.
You
offline.
You contact him directly. He's hard to reach, but I'm sure you can find him. You can't really miss him. He's got a big head of hair.
Okay. Great. Well, me too. What's your name again? Jackson. What do you, I have all sorts of stuff. Do you want a year supply of ice?
Well, that could be useful.
Or a year supply of water. Or like 10 minutes later, I'll give you a year supply of water.
my refrigerator has one of those taps and filters right on it, and it's chilled already.
Okay, so you don't need that. Okay. Yeah. I have a cutoff baseball hat. Would you like that?
I heard that you just got that from that gentleman, what was his name, Double G or whatever.
Yeah, something like that.
You know, sure, I'll take a cutoff baseball hat.
You're going to get,
this is yours now. I bequeath it.
I have bequeathed you a cutoff baseball hat, slightly used. What do you have for me that you're going to give the old bootster?
Well, Booch, do I have to, can I give you a few options, or should I just decide?
No, I would love an option. I would love to maybe pick and choose, you know?
Well, I'm here, I'm just on my way home from work and just browsing around the cab of my truck.
Okay.
I have a lot of CDs. I have some lighters. I have a Camel Zippo lighter.
Is that an old one? Like an old Zippo?
That's old. It's from the 70s.
I like that. I've always wanted to be a guy who flips around a Zippo, but I could never really pull it off. But maybe I will now. I'm a little bit older. So, you know, like a 4-year-old flipping a Zippo.
I've been
just
getting
don't
laid
think so
exponentially
lame.
More since I started flipping around that lighter.
Oh, my God.
It really works wonders.
All right.
It's been about a year.
Yeah. So what else do you have other than the Camel lighter, which I definitely don't want.
I have some spare fuses for my truck. I don't know what you drive, but maybe you want some spare fuses.
I'll take it. I'll take those fuses. I could put them in a sock and ward off people, you know, who try to attack me if worse comes to worse.
What year do you think we're in, Bucci? Fuses aren't made of glass anymore. They're not like those big bulbs. These are like tiny, tiny, tiny. These are like teeny, tiny.
Oh, they're now, not. I thought they were old school fuses.
So I used to work at a luggage store, and they have a big box of those old style fuses.
Okay.
I'm sure they would.
But those aren't yours to give.
And I could give them to you.
But those aren't yours to give. Okay, what else do you have? You said, what do you have, CDs? Give me a bunch of CDs. Give me three of your CDs. What do you have?
Three of my CDs. Okay, we have, I'm going to give you one. Seal by Seal.
Yep, okay.
I'm going to give you
Seal by
Sade's greatest hits.
Okay, I like Sade. I like her greatest
the
hits
of
too.
Your new
Actually,
jacket, I'm going to give you the greatest hits of Fleetwood Mac.
Okay, so it'll go with the jacket. Okay, so I got Seal self-titled, Sade's greatest hits, and Fleetwood Mac's greatest hits.
Absolutely, yeah.
All How right. Does that sound? So here we go.
I give and bequeath my
Fleetwood Mac CD, Seal self-titled CD, and Sade greatest hits CD.
Trubucci.
Thank you so much, Jax. Thank you for listening and calling in on your first time. That's a great thing. I bequeath you all my appreciation.
You know, that sounds just fair. Thank you, Bucci.
Yeah. Now I don't have any more appreciation for the last of the show, folks. So I will. You can give me things, but I will not appreciate it. Call it a Bucci. I already gave you to Zachary. You can't. I already gave you to Zachary. Dial tone. Call it a Bucci.
Bucci.
Yeah. Hey, who's this?
Yeah, this is Alex in Maine.
Hey, Alex. How are you doing?
I'm a little sad today, man, but looking forward to the future.
Yes, you'll be sad today, but then you'll be happy on Tuesdays, which usually is a very sad day. So I hope I can give a little bit of, a little brightness to that miserable day.
No, I hope you can revitalize the Tuesday slot.
Well, no,
I mean,
Tuesday has some fantastic WFMU DJs. We got Feelings. I think you got Maddie. Garbage Man.
It's my favorite day.
Primo Coil is back.
Is hard.
Micah. All right. So, what do you want? Do you want my timeshare? I have this timeshare to nowhere, and I don't know where that is. I have a Dell laptop. If you're in the market for a Dell laptop.
Bucci, I'll tell you, I got my heart set on the second half of your secret stone aging for jeans.
I actually need this Dell laptop for my show also, so that's a good point. You know what? All right, so what do you want?
My jean distressing secret.
Okay, yeah, so now I can't give it out on the radio because then it would be worthless, but I will, if that's what you want, and you want to walk around with the best distressed jeans, you know, ever, then I'll if that's what you want, I'll give you that. You sound like how distressed are your jeans now? Or are they just regular and you want them to be extremely distressed?
I just thought of Japanese denim selvedge jeans, and they're brand spanking new. They're aging for they're asking for anything.
Okay, you know what I'll tell you the secret, right? So you go up to your jeans and you tell your jeans that their kids are missing. That's it. So here you go. All right, give me the thing.
I give and bequeath my.
What are you giving me?
I've got a monkey paw with one finger left.
Trubucci.
Great. Thanks so much, Alex in Maine. Enjoy that distressing secret.
This is yours now. I bequeath it.
That's my secret, folks. 201-209-9368. I still have a bunch of stuff. This cup full of pens and scissors. A iPhone charger. It's an iPhone 3 charger. Tourmaline. I got a SH double hockey sticks amount of tourmaline. Call you Bucci.
Hey, Bucci.
Hey, who's this?
This is Hero.
Oh, hey, Hero. How are you?
Good, good.
Okay, Hero, do you want a car? I have a DJ Mona's car. She went to John Waters camp and she left her car. And so I have that.
Okay.
Would you like a real life WFMU DJ's car?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
This is yours now. I bequeath it.
Just don't let Mona see it, because she will come after you.
Oh, well, maybe not now.
It's too late. It's yours. So what are you giving Booch there, my friend, figuratively?
I'll give you $10 during the Hellraiser. The $10 you gave me.
Okay, you're going to give me $10.
All right. The $10 that you gave me.
What? So wait,
remember,
you're giving me back my own $10?
Yes.
I'll take it.
I give and bequeath my.
What are you giving?
$10 during the Hellraiser. Your $10 that
All right.
you gave me.
I've always wanted. I missed that $10. It's the one where I drew a crucifix necklace on the. Who's on the $10 bill?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I don't even know. I think it was LBJ. I don't know. All right, Hero, thank you very much. I appreciate always a little pledge for the old radio station.
Yes.
And I appreciate you being so generous. And thanks for whatever you gave me. I forgot. Oh, that was the money. What did I give him? Oh, Mona's car. Shoot, I shouldn't have done that. Caller Igabuchi.
Hey, Bucci, it's Franco.
Oh, hey, Franco. How are you?
I'm okay. Still here.
Good. So, Franco, what would you like of mine? I've given you a kind of a list. I got this mystery cream. I have my cat. Horse stable. I have a horse stable. I don't have any, you know, if you've ever, you have a bunch of horses and you don't know where to put them, I have a horse stable.
Uh-huh. Well, how about this? I'll make it very simple for you.
Mm-hmm.
But just a framed picture of you with your kind of shade tipping, you know, kind of putting your glasses down on your nose.
Oh, I see. Kind of
and
like,
just,
whoa, who
I want
is
it framed
that?
In a picture frame that I can stand
Hello.
Up right next to the computer.
Okay. All right. I can do that. I mean, I will blank out my face with whiteout, though, in the photo. And then you'll just see the glasses being tipped down my nose. But the eyes will have crosses on them, and the mouth will have like a skeleton mouth kind of drawn.
Well, just leave the tip of your nose.
Yeah,
so
I know. That is what I'm going to
doing.
Do. Yes. The tip of my nose is the most recognizable part of my nose.
Well, there you go.
All right. So what are you giving me?
Let's see. How about all my nervous records?
Nervous?
Actually, I only have one.
Okay. Well, don't give me that. Don't give me your only nervous record. Do you have anything else?
No, nervous.
Oh, nervous. Well, I don't want to give you your nervous. You know, you're going to be missing. You're going to wake up in the middle of the night crying, you know. Where's my nervous?
Okay, well, what would you like from me?
Well, why don't you cook me a nice meal? You're a chef of some repute. Why don't you give me some food? That's your love language.
You have a special request?
You make a good pie, right? How about a pie?
What kind of a pie?
Strawberry rhubarb.
Oh, I can do that.
Okay, great. So,
I give
and then I'll have
and bequeath
it sent,
my
strawberry rhubarb pie.
DLH, I think they're really quick.
Kubuchi.
Sure. All right. I'll take it and make sure it's real warm when I get it.
Okay.
All right. Bye. Call it Kubuchi. Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, hey, who's this? Real fast.
This is Seth.
Okay.
Seth.
All right.
I'd like that cup of pen, actually.
Okay, well, actually, I'm going to give you this handful of coins and throw you out the door.
Four.
You get those coins.
This is yours now. I bequeath it.
Man, I'm feeling better and better. I am, I feel like I've given you things. People who haven't called, I'm afraid you get nothing. But I feel
you
like...
You get nothing.
You get nothing.
But you still, you know what you do get? Bucci on Tuesdays, because that's where he's moving after this. Long live Tuesdays. That being said, I won't be here for the next 2 weeks. They have a fill-in next week, and then the preceding week, there'll be a best of Bucci of the summer. So that's it. And, oh, wait a minute. Hold on. I'm getting a text message right here. Ooh.
I don't believe this reflects Bucci's true intentions. At the time it was signed, the DJ was not in a condition to fully understand what he was doing. And I believe someone improperly influenced him in making these decisions.
You get nothing.
You get nothing.
I'm afraid everybody gets nothing. I was not in a sound mind and body to be giving out anything. So that's it. The only thing that you do get is the station ID for WFMU. WFMU East Orange. WMFU Mount Hope. New York City and Rockland County, 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org. Friday is dead. Tuesday is alive. I'm always going to say alive and kicking, that's not the case. Caller. All right, take more coins. You want some things, just some coins. Folks, we're going to have a good time this year, but it's just going to be on a different day. I appreciate at least one of you. Up next is Put the Needle on the Record with Billy Jam, only on WFMU.
That's my partner, though. I'm Billy Jam, coming to you on WFMU. Shout out to James in New Jersey. This is part four, History of Bay Area Rap and Hip Hop. I'm here with DJ Mars. How's it going, man?
What's up, Billy?
It's going cool. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you brought your turntable and your setup. So what is the equipment you're going to be using today?
Good old-fashioned turntable and some beats.
And I got a grip of records to play, including Consolidated with Crack MC, Dread Formation, Partner Deuce, who we're hearing in the background, and then we have from Fremont, California, Van Damme doing All Right Now. We got the very first Bay Area rap record going all the way back to 1981, Motorcycle Mike, Super Rat, Co-Disc Records, 12-inch. We'll be playing the extended version. And since you have the one turntable, you'll have instrumentals in between and scratch routines. I'll hand you the vinyl as we go through. And then we got MC29, who is a trader 3 hours early on the East Coast for the Stock Exchange back east. And he put out a record, I'm a Trader. And we got that coming. And the follow-up to it that included a sample from his appearance on a radio show I did back in the day about the song. That's all coming your way. Right about now, DJ Mars is going to cut up. And we're also going to play something from 2018, which was the 25-year anniversary of Hamster Breaks by the Bulletproof Scratch Hamsters Space Travelers featuring DJ Mars. We'll play that too right about now. On the ones and ones and mixer is DJ Mars.
Cali. Killer Cali.
Fuck you. Fuck.
Let's get it on. Pulling that trigger.
Sharpshooter. Hitting that point blank range. High pursuiter. Direction just don't change. Earthquaker. Hitting the world by surprise. Crowd shaker. Evaporate before your eyes like a drama. I produce a lasting effect. Full of drama. Everybody hit the deck. Lit from limb. I'm forced to decapitate. Drop signs as I demonstrate talent. Afrocentrically inclined. Combine the rhyme. The coincide on time. Point of attack. Hijack. Get the gap. A menace to the game. So stay strapped. Fleeing a scene like a stroke on bandit. You look at me mean cause I'm so damn candid. Mystical wonder. Flowing like Roadrunner. Talking MCs like a tactical gunner. Let's get it on. Pulling that trigger, the African identity coming much bigger. Let's get it on. Pulling that trigger, the African identity coming much desert storm. Sound the alarm. The mic is a guillotine. You've been disarmed. Starlock 13, Hogan hero. The African identity serving your zeros. A fugitive, but I'm beating the clock. In the day I lie low, at night I rock. Spreading the words, known to be contagious. I didn't work for minimum wages. I didn't mean to upset you, treat you like a dog, and then bet you you had your chance to leave it alone. When I'm done, I'm out of here, and I'm taking a microphone with style and grace just to remind you. If you're lost, these words will find you. Take me for granted, you'll be a fool. The beat is my worker, the mic is my tool. Let's get it on. Pulling that trigger, the African identity coming much bigger. Let's get it on. Pulling that trigger, the African identity coming much bigger. Let's get it on. Pulling that trigger, the African identity coming much bigger. Let's get it on. Pulling that trigger, the African identity coming much bigger. Let's get it on. Pulling that trigger, the African identity coming much bigger. Let's get it on. Pulling that trigger, the African identity coming much. Need a patriot. Crew control. Cut, put the bass in it. As I maneuver the Vero, Roto, Rooter, cut them up, spit them out. Just like Hoover. Yeah. The African identity. Check the Richter scale in your vicinity. Nick and cut. I'm not speaking of a shade. And when you die, throw a speaker in your grave. Man, I'm out of here.
Pulling that trigger.
And you're supposed to cop. I'm not at an eighth, nah, I'm at a quarter. If you want me to sell, boy, get a better order. Cause if I'm gonna get raped, I want the extra eighth. So I can lose 10 grand on this trade. And tomorrow's heard in the street, Nate. Goldman Sachs, I'd like to give them a smack. All the money that they stole from me, I'll never get back. Morgan, Shearson, Bear Stearns, Drexel. Follow ethics where breakfast follows correct. All at 4 p.m., stooge, Dan Dorfman. Sniffing out tips like dogs sniff out gender. Spoon-fed the inside on the UAL tender. The Arbs have policies out on his life. Yo, Dan, I got my hot tip waiting for your wife because I'm a traitor. I'm a traitor.
Traegos! You took your first 50 and spin it on a post.
Because I'm a traitor. At Southside, asked to go for a ride. I spun around just to check her B-side. She said that her ex is employed as a stockbroker. Annie up and left her for some low-life co-core. She got her MBA, then a BMW. Pacific Heights apartment with ooh, what a view. She's halfway through Tolstoy's War and Peace. Says it's just a cold sore, you know it's herpes. When she asked if I'm discreet, I said, babe, I'm discreetest. The only tongue that flaps is the tongue in my Adidas. Back at her place, I ignored her face. MC29, laying down lines on my wick. Fisher pulled out a Bic and based my dick. Burn it blacker than a porter on a coal train. I'm in pain, you know the refrain. I'm a traitor. I'm a traitor. MC, change your name to MT, and get away from me, or I'll pinch your little head like I do with any other flea. I've heard you on the radio. I've seen your idiotic...